Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Robbie,
hold
how many on. How many hold samples on. Do we have at this point?
Hold on. Hold on.
That's number four.
Hold
That's
on.
That's it? Do we only have four?
Can I hear that again? Oh, my God. You have to do something, bro. That is...
That sounds like a little frog.
That is so foul.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to leave the mic over here, and then if I want to talk, go like this, and then back over there.
Or...
I don't think it's going to matter.
Or we could get dumb buttons.
Cough buttons. So it was on my. I was asked to give five technical needs for the studio, and that was one of them.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you put your name on the list?
It makes me.
I don't know. I sent an email.
That one legit makes me want to vomit.
No, that one's not as bad as the longer one.
It sounds wet.
No, there's
play the longer one.
This one is like a reflux punch in the face.
No,
it sounds like that vial.
That one right there.
When you almost throw up that yellow stuff and it burns your.
Wait, play the long one again.
Oh,
like that one's worse.
What's wrong with you?
That second one, that slow, long one smell like
we got Tillman Fertitta supposed to join us, the Rockets owner. He's really rich.
Is that the only reason why we're having him on?
Yeah. I was just like, all right, I'll talk to the Rockets owner. Sometimes I get sent these book tours, and I'm just like, all right, I'll talk to him. Sounds fun. Plus, he's a Fertitta. Maybe he's got some UFC stuff. Probably not, though. They're like third cousins. I thought they were much closer cousins when I first
No, I started looking through the biography. Not so much.
But let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, in your two Monday Night Football games last night, the Saints beat the Texans 30-28. Last second, 58-yard field goal for the Saints. Won its second game. Raiders beat the Broncos 24-16. Armando Salguero reporting that he's got more details about at least three Miami Dolphins that reach out to their agents about getting off the team. Brian Flores says there's nothing to see here. We'll see if that's true or not. Marlins lost yesterday to the Brewers 8-3, although our boy Christian Yelich did not hit a home run. They're back at it tonight at 7:10 at Marlins Park. Manny Diaz says that he is both angry and optimistic about the team's 0-2 start.
What does that mean? Can you be both?
Yes, well, because they're angry because their defense is not working, but they're optimistic because their offense is looking okay with the new quarterback.
Texter writes in, admit it, Leroy, the Ravens do have the Dolphins' number. Doesn't matter who the players or the coaches are, Ravens know how to beat the Dolphins at a DNA level. Admit it.
Someone says...
I told you.
Okay. But look, here. Mm. Did not say the Dolphins would not win. Thought they'd keep it under 49.
137-13. That's the score of the last three games.
There's part of me that doesn't. I still can't comprehend what we witnessed on Sunday. Like it doesn't feel real.
The only thing that saved me was I scoffed down those wings because I was so excited for football.
Yeah.
And at 42-0, I may or may not have dozed off.
I was at a point where I was just like, because like everybody, I'm ready for this tank. Now, I came out of the game a lot differently than everybody else. Everybody was like, oh, man, I didn't want it to be this bad. I'm like, no. It's good that it's this bad. Now we know.
Now you know who's going to be the first casualty is the coach.
Nah, I don't believe
really?
That.
The defense, okay. Defense is unfixable.
No, it's not unfixable.
In 59 fact, points.
It's okay.
What, are you going to get it down to 35?
Yeah. That's progress.
But by the time that'll be Tua's fifth year, they'll be giving up 35 points a game.
He'll be seasoned. He's going to have a year where he's just sitting on the bench and all the focus will be on the defense.
There's a meme going around the Facebook. You ever been on the Facebook?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, all you Dolphins bandwagon fans, don't jump off it now only to join the bandwagon for next year when they're 2-14.
Oh, yeah? Who is that? Did Godshot make that?
No.
You better be here and like us at our 0-16 if you want to be here with our 14-2. It's like,
2-14.
Oh, it's like, or I'll just like you when I want because it's sports.
Don't be a fan later.
Yeah, don't be a fan later.
That's don't like, be one of those people. I'm going to arm flex.
That's like the Canes are like, oh, don't jump off the bandwagon now. It's like, bro, we were on the bandwagon. You guys are the ones who crashed it. It's true.
I mean, they did.
I don't want to hear that nonsense. Oh, don't you guys better, if you're real fans, you show up to Bethune-Cookman. It's like, all right, well, if you're real players, you don't give up 4th and 17.
True.
Don't go 0-2, you know.
Yeah.
Like, since 1978. Yeah,
don't do something since the since 40 years ago.
I don't even know if this
ago.
Is possible. I think Beast needs a colonoscopy.
No, no. It's not that side. It's the I need an endoscopy down the mouth.
I don't want you. I don't want to hear about any of your oscopies. I don't want to hear about any of them.
You guys
want
to come?
Nope.
Oh, they give you the good drugs.
Because I could just imagine this, we come in there.
They give you the good
and you
drugs.
You come in there with the gown, the butt hanging out. Nope. I'm out.
The Dolphins are kind of like a colonoscopy. This is a colonoscopy season. You're just kind of clearing out the system, seeing what's there. Get the gunk out.
Get the gunk out?
Yeah.
They're doing a cleanse?
Yeah, they're finally doing it. The Dolphins are 50 years old. They're like, all right, let's
do a cleanse.
Let's get on in there. Let's check it out.
We're going to do a cleanse.
It's time. It's time. For too many years, we've been doing those wheatgrass shakes. Doesn't work. We need to go full on in. That's what's got to happen for us to get right. You know what I'm saying, man?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's finally got to happen. And that's what's going down. You know? No, don't get on Stephen Ross's ass. Guy spent a lot of money. Finally, he's like, you know what? I'm not going to spend on the expensive guys till I know we're good.
You think they had to convince him of that?
Yeah, I bet you they did. I bet you they did. You know who I bet convinced him? Dan Marino.
No.
I bet you it was.
No.
I bet you it was. I was watching yesterday. I was at the I was at the gym, and I overheard these two old guys talking. And he goes, you see that Dolphins game yesterday? I was like, oh, Jesus. He goes, I saw in the paper there was a misprint. They said it was 59-10. I thought it was 62-10. I was like, this game's already gone to lore. People don't even believe how bad the ass-kicking was. It was that bad.
It's right up there with 4th and 17.
Let's go to the Orion Fuels Announcers Convenience Store's guest line. Truly's Test Beyond Convenient. They will find Rockets owner Tiller Fertitta joins us.
He doesn't have to worry about this.
I know. You have no tanking to worry about. You got a league MVP on your team. It's all going good for you, Tillman.
Hey, we've got two now with Westbrook, guys.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
that's right.
That's we were in that hunt. The Heat fan was thinking that Russell Westbrook might have been, and you guys swooped on in.
No, they weren't.
Swooped on in.
No, they weren't. You weren't in the hunt.
You know what you had was a situation where James and Russell grew up together in California, and that's one of the reasons we're really looking for great chemistry this year. Just so they can look at each other and say, what the hell are you doing? Why did you take that ball from me? So we're excited about it.
Tillman, you've been I've been reading a bunch of articles. You talk a lot about chemistry, a lot about culture, a lot about all that stuff, which I guess it not only are you looking for in your business life, but also in your sports life as well.
It's so true. I mean, culture is everything, and the people that have been with me at my company started it with me 25 and 30 years ago, and I think that's one of the reasons we've been successful is good chemistry and sports, business. So far, it's worked for me, so I'm going to try to keep it going a little longer.
Well, you got your new book out. It's Shut Up and Listen. What did you want to get across in this thing?
You know, HarperCollins came to me about 18 months ago, and I guess they'd been watching my show Billion Dollar Buyer on CNBC and said, you know, we love all your Tillmanisms. We love, you know, how you train these people, these young entrepreneurs, these young corporate people. And so, you know, wrote this book, the reviews have been great, and it's just a great book on for young entrepreneurs and young business people to talk about all the little things in life. Every hospitality and service is everything, just like your business. But why do you go to a hotel and at 11:02 you want to order breakfast and they say, I'm sorry, we don't serve breakfast anymore? Well, just throw a couple of eggs in a skillet. I'm not asking for a Spanish omelet. Just throw me some eggs and send them up. Oh, no, we don't serve breakfast anymore. So it's just all about hospitality, service, no matter what business you're in. If you're a doctor, have a good bedside manner. If you're a good radio host, don't trash somebody so bad. You know,
Well, I got to ask you this, Tillman. So as a billionaire, as the boss man, my co-host here, The Beast, when he leaves this studio, he turns into Brian, the assistant program director. He's gotten to that position by loads of ass-kissing. So as a guy in your position, do you have people who are still kissing your ass on a daily basis? And do you like having the ass kisser, or does it gross you out?
You do get your ass kissed, I have to honestly say. You know, people say, oh, that... You know, people will say, oh, that person is just a lousy person, rude. And I say, well, gosh, they're always nice to me, you know.
Right.
But so you do realize that people are nicer. Now, in my inner circle at the company, everybody will challenge me because that's just a culture that I set so many, many years ago, and the people have been with me long. It's probably more the people that come up to you in public that, you know, you just know we're playing with you, that it's just a game. They want to act like they know you in front of their friends and that. But in my company, my people will challenge me because that's what I've expected forever.
But you can't, like, can you spot one? Like, maybe even a young buck who you know wants to move up and you're like, nah. I know that play. That guy's smooching up because he wants to get up with the boss.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but... you know, I probably don't spend that much time, even though I'm so hands-on. I probably don't see one long enough that they could probably make a move on me like that. But it happens. I mean, you know, and today you sure won't meet with a young girl in your office. So you make sure you have a whole army of National Guard around you if you're meeting with a woman. So that's just what you need to do today. So.
Now, we just recently saw some video that came out of Mickey Arison hosting Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley dressed like genies partying on his boat. What is the scene where Tillman Fertitta is partying like that?
You know, probably a Mardi Gras party or something. You know, we all have boats and we all have parties, but I just haven't had any of my players on the boat when they were dressed like that.
You got it. I think that James Harden would look good in genie attire. I feel like he could pull that off quite well. He's a fashion guy. He's got the beard going on.
Hey, James, he's got him some fashion going on. He was all over Europe this year, lighting it up. And matter of fact, we were supposed to get together in Monte Carlo, and then at the last second, our schedules got crossed. Because he was on quite a fashion tour. And, you know, so many of the guys love fashion today. It's so interesting, and they're all trying to outdo each other. So not only is who can play the best basketball, but who can look the best.
Do you think that step back is a travel?
Say that again?
James Harden's step back move. Like, even you have to admit, like, it gets borderline on the traveling.
No, what in the hell are you talking about?
Get him!
What is wrong with you?
Get him!
It seems like he floats.
No.
It's amazing.
No. Every time, now and then he'll take an extra three steps. at least one out of ten times.
We're talking to Tillman Fertitta. His book is Shut Up and Listen. It's going to be available soon by HarperCollins. We appreciate the time. You have anything else for him, B?
Yeah, one financial question, because I need to know, and I know you've been outspoken on this. Recession or no recession? Where are we going?
Oh, definitely a recession. That's just history. You know, history repeats itself. Things are starting to slow down. You can just see it. I mean, it's time. I mean, it's not anybody's fault, but it's just time. And do I hope we can get through 20? You know, and it might not be a recession. It could just be one of those dips that happen too, because the economy is strong. There doesn't seem to be the one catalyst to really get us. So hopefully it's just a slowdown and then everything picks up. But it's definitely slowing down out there.
So we appreciate the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
The business guy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Take care. He's telling Fertitta, man.
Gotta tell you.
Even he knows he travels.
Oh, yeah.
Even he knows he travels.
He may take three extra steps.
No. He didn't have to answer. He said, what the hell are you talking about?
I continue to look at it and I'm just like, how are they letting him do this?
But wait, he even acknowledged, every now and then he takes two or three extra steps.
By the way, how angry is Jethro in her car right now?
Why?
About the national, you need a National Guard in the office when you have a woman in there.
Not wrong. I'm not going to end up myself in a Mark Cuban situation.
Yeah, we ain't going to get any of this on tape.
We're back after this.
Oh my God.
That was fun. I enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah.
Tell him Fertitta was fun.
He was fun.
I was going to hit him with it. Science is science, Robbie, when he started talking about the recession. Did you get your gambling question in with him or did he bail?
Oh, he bailed. I was about to ask him, hey, we need a winner this weekend.
Hey, by the way.
He should come to you for winning.
What?
I'm no interview expert.
What did I do now?
But don't you need to stay in kind of the, you know, where the conversation is going?
Yeah, if he's got a billionaire on, he's going to try and take advantage.
Yeah, dude, when I have a billionaire on, a financial expert who's been quoted all over CNBC about the financial future of this country, I'm going to ask him a question. How often do I get to talk to a billionaire?
Hey, Tuesdays with Maury?
I'll bring one in next week.
Okay, bring one in. I'll ask him.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be that dude who wants to take us around?
No, yeah. Not him.
Oh, another one?
I don't even know.
What happened to that guy?
Nothing. He calls me all the time.
Oh, Bill Belichick's conference call is going on right now. I'm reading the quotes from Adam Beasley.
And?
Conference call begins. Brian Flores was with us for a long time. He played a lot of different roles. Did a great job for us. That's about as warm as he'll get. Wants nothing to do, Beasley said, Belichick predictably wants nothing to do with waltzing down memory lane. I guess he's talking about the Miami Miracle. Says his team has a poor history in Miami. They have a lot of good players. I have a ton of respect for what they do. Hey, I know they'll be well prepared.
You ain't got to lie, Bill.
Belichick. This is from Beasley. Belichick, not opposed to player freelancing. Calls it, quote, instinctiveness.
That's what Belichick said?
Yep.
I like that.
But nobody on his team's going to do it.
By the way,
fire Belichick!
I never said that. The next quote's great. The last one.
The one where he's Belichick said, I don't know, when asked if Antonio Brown will play. Beasley goes, I know, he will.
But he's always been that way, though. Why does everybody act so, like, shocked? How long has he been coaching there?
And then to end the conference call.
Oh, I saw this. Go ahead.
To end the conference call, Belichick on, quote, the Patriot way. I don't think I've ever used that term. And that was a wrap on conference call.
It's the Belichick way, not the Patriot way.
You just put on my sweatshirt. And we
I just got Bon Jovi and boats and football.
And I didn't like it.
Oh. What an acting job by Gronkowski.
Really?
Gronkowski knew about the Antonio Brown thing the whole time. Bill's like, all right, Grob, I want you to go out these CBD things, whatever you're doing with that hippie grass, and really play it up. Make it seem like football destroyed you, and it's going to make it seem like you're never coming back. Okay, Bill, I could do that.
I didn't like it. Football ruined
it. I didn't like it.
Yeah, man. Come on. We've all been played.
That sounds like a kid eating vegetables for the first time. I ain't like it.
I didn't like it.
And I didn't like it.
We have been duped. Bill Belichick is Vince McMahon.
That's where you're going with that?
Yes. Yes. This has been all on the take since the beginning. He played Gruden like a puppet, just like Vince McMahon did when he bought the WCW. He knew. I can't buy it. I'm sorry.
Hey, where do you see this new wrestling league coming out?
The one that's owned by the Jaguars owner?
Is that the one that's going to be on TNT? Or
Yeah.
Oh, really?
AEW, yeah. It's owned by Shad Khan, but it's run by his son.
AEW, that sounds like a root beer.
The championship belt just got stolen. Chris Jericho is their champion, and apparently that night we had a Tom Brady Super Bowl jersey situation where they stole the belt. Tallahassee PD had to go find it. You know, they're on the case when it doesn't involve a Seminole.
Or Gator.
Well, that's the Gainesville one. What? Nobody looks the other way quite like them.
Oh. They don't look the other way in Miami.
That attorney up there in Gainesville, man.
Winds are coming out of the east.
Yep. Yep. It's like, oh, sorry.
I can tell by the planes taking off. What? They always take off against the wind.
We have to come up with a new sound for now.
Seriously.
Leroy.
Yeah.
Now Leroy is distracted by nature.
Now you're distracted by the atmosphere?
Like, it was much better. We were back in the studio with no windows and no distractions and really small TVs.
We had animals, though. We don't even have animals.
Gosh.
Man. Bill, I have a question. What would you do if you had a team that lost 59-10 and your players were requesting a trade?
We did.
You did?
In Cleveland. It was a preseason game.
You had players.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, so when he took over in Cleveland and you guys were awful, you had people requesting out?
No, they retired. We had five guys retire Bill's first week.
Just it was so hard?
Oh, it was so hard. Dude, we would practice 2-a-days and then have to run the hill every Monday. Like, they had like a 70-yard hill. And then
you couldn't have a hill these days.
And then if the game was played at 7 on Saturday, Bill thought 24 hours meant we could report on 7 on Sunday. Yes.
Jeez.
We would be.
Doesn't he realize the game ends at like 11?
No, we practice. Then the league sent a memo saying the whole day.
Jeez.
And then we had. We would practice, you know how nobody practices in pads on Friday?
Yeah.
We would practice in shoulder pads at helmets on Friday. And then one day we had a full practice the day before a preseason game. And he said, you're only going to play 10 plays. What's the big deal? Right. So we had full practice a day before a preseason game. And one year, we flew the morning of the game.
Is it possible that this Antonio Brown thing, though, blows up in his face?
Nope.
Like, is it?
Nope.
Best behavior.
Because no shot.
Because guess what?
No shot. As soon as something happens,
he will cut bait in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And pay the $10 million and be done with it.
Can he skate with some crazy behavior?
Who?
Antonio.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Not even in the.
Because here's the difference, though. Before it even gets to that point, other guys on the team are going to go before Bill even gets there.
Oh, like Brady?
He wants that, though. He don't want to have to deal with that. He wants Brady or somebody on defense or somebody else to go deal with that.
Just crazy. Like,
when he deals with it, it's over. Done.
But how do we get to a point where Bill Belichick, because I imagine Bill Belichick, if you told him that you had a helmet issue, he would laugh in your face and say, well, what's the problem?
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, like he was, like John Gruden spent this entire summer playing to Antonio Brown and be like, all right, man, you want your helmet? Well, that's cool. Frozen feet? Fine. Weird Instagram posts? Whatever. Still a good football player. Let's go. And Bill Belichick's going to last like, he's going to be like, yeah, right, 6 Super Bowl rings. I'm just going to last 2 seconds for me. I got no time for this.
Nope.
I got no time for this.
Are you saying he's not going to put up with the animated Antonio Brown?
I mean, he is, there's no way that there's not going to be something that happens. Something. It can't all be roses for
him.
There's
been guys who've been in arguments on sidelines of a Patriots game. Happens all the time in football.
I'm not talking arguments, though. I'm talking like public. The thing with the Patriots, they like to keep everything in-house. Is there going to be an Antonio Brown network? Because he basically is his own network.
Well, Tom Brady kind of has that. Like, he has people that like put out the TB12 daily.
That stuff's all fake, though. With him with the vegan smoothies.
Yes.
And the kids kissing him on the mouth.
Yeah.
No. No, no, that's not going to be this. Antonio.
Your kids don't kiss you on the mouth?
Not at that age. His kid was like 14.
My kid doesn't kiss me. My kid.
Man, I kissed my grandfather on the lips till the day he died.
We do cheeks. My son kisses me on the forehead every night before sleep.
Even that you made weird.
And why is that weird?
But like you made it sound like your son
minus
tucks you
one.
In.
Minus one.
Kind of does.
Oh, my God.
I go to bed before him.
Minus one.
Unbelievable.
He does talk me in.
Minus one.
Your kids ever come to you with the explanation that they had a nightmare? Like, and that's an excuse they should be out of bed? Because it's been a frequent thing with my daughter. She comes out with a barrage of excuses to what? Not go to sleep. And so yesterday she goes, had a nightmare, Daddy. I'm like, and?
You went all Bill Belichick on her.
And?
Yeah, I'm like, you're awake, aren't you? Like, did Elm Street take you away? Like, I don't like messing with sleep. I like my kids getting sleep because they are cranky bastards if they're not rested up. And so, like, if she comes at me and goes, "Daddy, I had a nightmare." Okay. What could be happening? Unicorns getting killed? Like, what could be the worst thing that's going down in those dreams for her?
I wonder if little kids' dreams are cartoons.
Dead like, unicorns?
They're like just cartoons.
What could be the scariest thing a kid could imagine?
Dora got killed.
You know, like, outside of kids who have really been scarred for life. Like, my daughter, she's had a fine life. Nothing super traumatic has happened to her.
Right.
So, I'm always thinking, I'm like, well, what could she be having nightmares about? She watches nothing but Dora the Explorer and the stupid DC superhero girls. So what could she possibly be thinking about that's giving her nightmares?
I mean, that iguana incident you had with the frozen iguana.
But that was her mom.
They were all there.
We were yesterday, a couple days ago, we were in the backyard checking out the iguana who lives in our tree. She calls him Spike. Oh, no, Iggy, I'm sorry. Spike was mine who died.
Hey, somebody texts in, AB. Coach Bill, I can't find a helmet that fits me in the equipment room. Belichick, I hear you, AB. I can't find a sweater with sleeves around here either.
Just one texter.
That's horrible.
It's a bad
minus
text.
One.
Bill Belichick would probably tell AB, okay, go play with no helmet. See how that works out for you.
Oh, wait, somebody said they kidnapped Senor Gato in her nightmare.
Senor Gato's got an Evander Holyfield here right now. Something happened to him. He got
what?
There's a Tyson cat out there?
That wildlife is tough.
What's roaming around your yard, man?
Them streets are rough out there.
I don't know, man.
That backyard is rough.
I come home last night and say, Senor Gato, what is happening? He's got his ears like leaking. I'm like,
maybe you want to take him to the vet?
Huh? I got they're supposed to call me at like 10 because I left a message. And I'm like,
excuse me, Doc, what are you doing? My cat's ears leaking.
Sir, my cat, Senor Gato, got into a fight with Tyson Cat. What do you recommend, sir? What do you got going on?
Maybe that iguana. Maybe he don't get along with that iguana.
Maybe Iggy took him down.
I would figure it's cat-on-cat crime.
No, I'm going to tell you. My dog, my little dog, he thinks he runs the neighborhood. Periodically, he runs after something. And that's something don't play. You come running right back.
Oh, man.
Ooh, my iguana's name was Boo Boo, but unfortunately, she passed away.
Sorry, Boo Boo.
Hey, I didn't know, does iguanas, they do eggs, right?
Yeah.
So there's no. So there's no, you know.
I didn't realize how much happiness I had in my voice when it was happening. Sound like Tillman Fertitta. I can't believe I'm not divorced.
Wait, I can't. And you wonder why somebody in that house doesn't have nightmares?
Your kid's trying to stab you at a table. Your daughter's having nightmares. You freaked your wife out.
They love me though.
Senor Gato doesn't have an ear.
Hey, so I'm telling you, it's hard times in your backyard where nobody. Senor Gato about to be a house cat. Ugh.
It's crazy. Texter writes saying, Kyler Murray not blowing everyone away. Tua is no guarantee. Yeah, no, we know.
With his first game, was fine.
Guess what? Hey, thank you for the genius update. Hey, Tua is no guarantee. Yeah, but you want to know something? I like the closest thing possible to maybe it being a guarantee, which would be number one overall. Just please. Maybe, can I try? Once. No? Oh, okay, I'll just go get a guy that was a wide receiver in college and have that be mentioned on every broadcast throughout his 7-year NFL career. Well, you know, Craig, it's Tannehill's pretty good for a guy who was a wide receiver in college. Bro, college is 4 years. He was a wide receiver once, and he's been a quarterback 7. When's he going to get it?
I have such a great story.
I don't know why everybody thinks, hey, there's only 10 guys in the league, right?
Yep.
Stop thinking you're going to get one.
Why?
If you end up with one, great, but build the rest of your team.
If you get one, it's not going to matter because you don't have a defense that can stop anybody.
You have so many picks next year. So many.
You have way more needs than you have picks.
No, you'll be fine.
It's 20 needs.
You have so many picks and so much
money. Let me ask you a question. How long before this turns around?
6-7 years at the earliest.
Oh, shut up, Robbie. I say that's why I asked him, because you're just over the top.
Here's what I
say. That's how you know when you have to ask Tobin, because Robbie's too outlandish.
Right. Oh, wait, those rat bastards.
My 0-2 prediction wasn't that outlandish.
You got possums in your neighborhood?
Oh, 100%. Yesterday,
they go after cats.
There was a huge raccoon in the back of my yard, too.
Raccoons are the worst.
Yeah.
They got rabies.
Yeah. I baseball padded a possum once, though.
What?
Yeah. He got into a fight with my dog.
So you just went up there and took a swing?
Louisville Slugger right to the skull.
And there's Pete outside. Creep on in, on in, on in.
See, I'm riding high.
That's beautiful. Jesus. Yo, shout out to Ted Ginn still doing the damn thing, huh? 7 catches, 101 yards last night.
There's no Brady Quinn.
No Brady Quinn, man. I can't believe Leroy's in peacocked on that one today. Anytime Ted Ginn does something, he goes, yeah, you dummies wanted Brady Quinn, and now you want a tank. He has said he tries and guilts these fans. I'm saying this with him out of the room, by the way, because once he gets there, we'll move on to something else.
Yeah, true.
But like, he's like, "Oh, you just want a tank. You guys wanted Brady Quinn, dum dums." Like, yeah, well, sorry. We whiffed on one. And what do? We went wide receiver, and you know, now I'm just trying to do. Now I'm just trying. Look, I'm just trying to have some fun. All right, let's be honest. This damn Dolphins team. When's the last time we had a quarterback anybody wanted to tune into? Marino. Maybe Cutler's first game. Everybody's like, let's see what old Cuddy's doing.
Dante's first game, maybe?
Nah, nah. Did they pick him to win the Super Bowl that year?
Yeah, someone
did.
May he rest in peace. The late Edwin Pope, I believe, had them in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
I believe this. Well, in fairness to Edwin, I believe Sports Illustrated did as well.
Yes,
yeah, there was some optimism.
Yeah. All right, so Dante Culpepper, the last time the nation wanted to see a quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Like, you know, I'm just ready for a new fresh coat of paint, man. Like, sorry, Robbie. I'm sorry that it has to be you want to go defensive end and you want to find your monster pass rusher or you want to find your linebacker. Understood. I get it. Look, if there's a Khalil Mack in this year's draft or it's Tua, you're telling me you want the Khalil Mack?
No, I'm saying they should take Tua if they have the number one overall pick. But even with that, they have so many needs on defense. They're giving you 59 points.
But he's not going to play year one. He's not going to play year one.
I don't know. I think he's going to play year one.
You think they're going to bust him out year
one? Who else are they going to put out there? Yeah. I guess Rosen?
Right? Unless they trade him for second-round pick, obviously.
Well, I mean, there's no way they get a second-round pick back for Rosen. It declines every year.
No, I think I was kind of surprised. I thought, like, if the Jaguars would have come calling, I bet they could have fleeced him.
Well, yeah, because Dobbs got a 5. Yep. So maybe Rosen's in a 3 or 4 range.
Yeah, I think they could have gotten something for him. You can keep collecting assets. You know, but who knows? I mean, at this rate, everybody wants to be off this team anyway.
But I think Tua next year, he could be coming to the Dolphins, he could play, and he could be great, and it's not going to matter. They're going to go 0-16 again.
Can I ask you this? If it's 3 players who want to be off the team, does that poison the locker room culture? Because that's another one I'm hearing, that all this losing is going to bring a losing mentality. But if everybody else is kind of bought into the plan or is just, you know, I don't know, trying to have a job and get a paycheck, don't you think that the culture is going to be just fine?
And three bad apples.
And I bet you that they will be shipped out by the end of the year. Like, whoever they are. Maybe Minka's going to be kept around if Minka is a bad apple. I'm not saying that he is. I'm just reading the tea leaves out there where he's saying, coach put me in bad positions, and, you know, we had the whole thing with the mom saying he's playing out of position, and now, you know, he got pulled. There's a report that one of the players wasn't happy with the playing time and thinking that somebody was playing who was worse than him. So I'm not saying that he is a bad apple. I'm just saying, if I had to guess who a bad apple was, he might be in the batch. But 3 bad apples. Leroy, I'm glad you're here. Big question.
I'm not.
How many bad apples does it take to spoil a locker room?
Depending on who it is, 1.
Really?
Want me to give you a perfect example?
Yeah. I was not expecting that answer. I was thinking it had to be like at least a dozen.
No. It took us probably 2 or 3 years to get Belichick's trust. So that means that, you know, he knew we'd give him an honest answer about how you feel, what's going on, just complaining to complain. Because a lot of times when things are hard, you complain, right? It's just natural.
Yep.
finally we got through that. We knew how hard the work was going to be, and he kind of eased up a little bit, you know, during camp, trying to get us ready for the season.
Okay.
We signed Andre Rison. And Andre Rison.
Andre Rison ruined all of it?
It's not that he ruined it.
With his sunglasses?
But the tone was changed on how things were, meaning that he wasn't used to that. And I'm like, man, we just got to a place where, and he was like, oh, no, I ain't doing that, or no this, or no that. And it kind of, like, you're concentrating on the wrong things. So it only takes, depending on who it is and what position, one guy. Now, to be fair to him, one of the things that I would always say is that, look, he went from catching 100 balls a year to catching 60, and those 60 were just as important to us.
As his 100 were to him.
Right, as his 100 were to Atlanta.
Right.
But the problem is that if he only had a 2 or 3 catch, where did the media go?
So it really took one guy, and it really dampened the locker room that bad? Because I'm saying three guys. If it's three guys you want out, I'm like, that ain't nothing.
It depends on who it is. Because it was him. Because every week the media would go talk to him.
Okay. Well, the Dolphins definitely don't have anybody like that high profile.
Right. Though. And that's why I said one. It depends on who it is. Let me ask you. What if Josh Rosen were that way?
Doesn't matter. He's the backup. Oh. Does the backup talk?
No. He's the backup, but is he really? He's a backup to Fitzpatrick.
He's one snap away from not being a backup.
And evidently, he's the...
Oh, wait. So, wait. You think maybe Josh Rosen is looking at Fitzpatrick and that's the guy complaining that somebody worse is playing
in
front of him?
I'm not saying about that, but I'm saying just in general, complaining about how things are, then that kind of gets some...
But most likely, if once he gets his chance to play, if he did have any of that stuff, that probably subsides, right?
Not necessarily.
Really? Just because he feels like he's not getting a fair shake?
Okay. Kenny Stills not only played... got paid. He never wavered from the things he...
Yeah, that's different. That's life stuff, though, right? Isn't it?
Correct.
Like, that's Kenny Stills being... That's not Kenny Stills, the football player.
Until he says something about the owner.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But...
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, there's certain things that it depends on who it is. Right? More than anything. If everybody felt the way they felt about Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
Was it because of what he was saying? Or they just respected his game to the point where if he was the guy to say something crazy, they would all be down with it?
I think it's one of those things with Laremy, you're looking at it from a situation, if you're the team and you're going to revolt, you're looking at the situation, you're like, well, Laramie's not expensive, so they shouldn't cut him for price. Right. And probably also thinking to themselves, you know, what's the most you can get for Laremy Tunsil? You know, like, and when somebody comes and they, like, as the story goes, Houston just kept upping the offer and upping the offer. You know,
so they were going to end up with Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to up. The guy needed a left tackle. Now, by the way, I saw him getting turned a lot yesterday.
Wait, I saw him literally make the tackle. The guy went around him so fast, he was on his coattail. And he couldn't catch him to hold him. How about this one? You ready?
Yep.
I don't know. This is directed directly at you.
Me?
Broncos beat writer just wrote a Tank for Tua article. Looks like we have competition, boys.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, wait.
There's no competition.
Thank you, Robbie. You just lost 59-10. You think there's competition?
It's hard to say.
It's not hard to say. The Dolphins aren't going to win a game.
Yeah, but a loss is a loss. What does it matter if you go out and lose
Correct.
All your games by 10?
Okay, but nobody else is going to go 0-16. The Broncos are going to win at least two games.
They got the mile high.
Altitude.
High is going to win them a couple games.
I think the Dolphins are going to win 5.
Crazy. I mean, they are going to win 2 against the Jets.
I have 100 bucks that says that.
Okay, so
you're wishful thinking.
So you took a gamble on something that happened before they traded their line.
You should have done what I did and sent in a rescue bet.
What's the rescue bet?
The rescue bet was when he switched his under bet to even further under, so he had a so he doesn't get burned on his initial under bet.
Nah, I'm not like I just made the bet just to show that I believe that the team would be better. I am probably not going to acknowledge yet, but I'm close to acknowledging that I was a little off because I didn't know that this is the team that would be out there.
Yeah, how could you know it was going to be this bad, man?
Right, and this was when? When did we do this? When did we go to Vegas for?
That was a couple months ago.
More than a couple months.
You're talking about Pacquiao? Oh, yeah, you initially, yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
February, was it?
Pacquiao was in July.
Pacquiao was in July. What did we do before that? Golovkin, Triple G?
No, I think that there was the one that you just went for Dallas. That was the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
It was Pacquiao.
It was Pacquiao then.
Yep.
But did you get it at 5 or at 4.5?
4.5.
That's still not, you know.
That's not going to happen.
No way.
How mad would people be if they won 4 games?
Oh.
They would be like, really?
I would be mad. I would lose both bets if they win 4 games.
What if I told you guys the Dolphins are going to be competitive the rest of the year? All you people who don't want to tank. Let me paint a picture for you. The rest of the year, the Dolphins, there's not one game determined by double digits. But we end up with 4 wins. Would it have been worth it for you to stay competitive?
No.
No.
Okay. Just ask.
Man, like, what? You know the nonsense you're talking?
I didn't know.
You're talking that everybody gets a trophy. Thanks for trying hard, Jimmy. Way to go, guy.
I didn't know it was going to look this bad. Oh, you didn't? Really? What did you think was going to happen?
But I do feel
did
bad.
Did I not ask you this? I not ask you about this scenario right here? You think the fans are going to be cool with this?
The only
and you said, yeah.
But what they are cool with is dumb, Beast.
No. The only thing I feel bad for is the long, like the people that bought season tickets for like 10 years.
Yeah, I feel bad, I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
They weren't expecting this. But the people that signed up recently.
You know what?
That doesn't
bad,
really make me feel that bad.
Because it ain't his money.
It ain't my money. Look, I mean, I don't have to tell you. Them's the breaks. That's sports.
Really?
Them's the breaks.
Wait, you seem to have a laissez-faire attitude about this.
It's not my money.
Right.
Stop. I'm not getting ripped off.
Stop, but that's the gamble. What if you had Heat season tickets and LeBron would have torn his Achilles the first year of the Big Three? Them's the breaks.
You still had Wade and Bosh.
Oh, yeah. Those were good times.
Yeah.
Good
times. That ain't happening here.
Good times.
Yup.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.